Dear listeners, good morning and welcome to Comme d'Archi, the podcast that opens the doors to the fascinating world of architecture. For newcomers, let me introduce myself. I'm the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Despons, PhD in History of Architecture, published author, head of a communication and development agency based in Paris, France, dedicated to architecture. Let's meet every week to discuss culture and architecture with specialists and learn how to look at projects through a context and diversity lens. Thank you for being with me today, and now it's time for talent.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Hi everybody. Hi Jean-Michel Humbert.
Hi Anne-Charlotte.
Thank you for joining us on the duplex between Paris and Washington, D.C. You are a French architect, founder of the Plan H office, based in Washington, D.C., USA, of course. In 2-3 sentences, could you introduce us to your architectural practice?
Sure. So Plan H is a very small architectural studio based in D.C. It's trying to bring on the U.S. soil the French experience of designing and building projects, which can go from extending your home to, let's dream a little bit and have a museum, design a museum.
You decided to move in USA. Why in Washington?
Washington was a little bit of an accident. I was initially aiming for New York. I applied to about 700 jobs, and the rate of responses was really low. Until one day, a firm based both in New York and D.C. Agreed on meeting with me, talked to me, and hired me. So maybe 6 years ago now, I came with a J-1 visa to work in a very small studio in D.C.
Now, can you tell us about your project of church conversion?
Sure. So a developer came to us with the idea to develop a co-living program in that church in D.C. The co-living situation is very straightforward, and it's kind of growing in the U.S., which is for young professional. It's a big apartment with 6 bedrooms and 6 baths, organized around one shared living space, so a big living room and a big kitchen. And the program is really a different animal in terms of planning and building, because you end up working with that huge unit you need to squeeze into an existing building. And so the church, as you may know, do not have as many windows than a living building. And so our challenges were, one, creating new floors inside that volume, two, saving as much as we could of the volume, and three, opening enough windows to have enough bedrooms to maintain the balance for the, what they call the pro forma, or the economic balance of the project. And so we had to be really creative in many different areas. We had to be smart about how to handle the structure. We had to create a third floor at the highest level. And so we basically had to slide in a new floor inside a pitch roof. And as all my colleagues in architecture know, a roof has a structural member in a slope. And so we had to manage a way to open the space and allow us to bring the appropriate number of bedroom in that space while we were trying to keep the roof in place. And so we worked really closely with the structural engineer and spent quite some time on the drawing board trying to find the best way to do that. And it's funny enough that we kind of went backward in time, where instead of having single element load bearing, we took advantage of all those new walls we were creating to separate the different units to hide columns and load bearing structure to hold the roof in place. And so during the construction, we had some phases where the roof was almost naked and you have only like wood sticks going all the way up supporting the roof. It was it was quite scary at some point. We were afraid that the roof will collapse.
Do you think that your French background is important in this project?
I think it was not important, but it helped a lot. I think that the church was not registered as an historic property. It was just an old church, which had suffered from earthquake and fire before. It was in really bad shape, and nobody really knew what to do with it. It was occupied by a small church that were using the basement for daycare. And I think that my French background helped, because we were able to show to the community that we will keep that structure they liked, even if they were not using it anymore.
Yes.
But give a new function to it and keeping the spirit. And the new usage will not totally change the face of the building they like so much. And I like to believe that it's because I'm French, and in the past I work on like classified buildings that it went that way.
So bravo, because there is a contrast between the contemporary aspect and the old stones, the structure, the whole structure. It's a very good project. It's spectacular.
Well, thank you. Well, everything you described was kind of the design intent we had. And with that saying, we, as an architect, I established some rules of like the existing we keep will be one color and all the new will be another color. So if you look at the project, the new windows and the bay around it are all black, as well as the third floor we added, when everything which was existing, which remain, is the light white color. And we also tried to play the contrast with the structure and the stairs being a main fixture, while in the meantime, we wanted to be light into that masonry heavy tower. And so we spent quite some time on the drawing board for that one to make it work. And it's basically two huge steel beams attached on the wall at the top of the tower. And we have rods going down supporting the stairs all the way to the ground floor.
A last word?
Be brave. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot. At the end of the day, after all the stress, all the fights, all the arguments, when the project is built and people you don't know say, oh my God, it looks so nice.
We wish you a lot of projects in USA and perhaps in France too, again. It was a real pleasure. Thank you very much. You're welcome when you want in Comme d'Archie, perhaps in 1 year. Bye-bye, everyone, and see you next Wednesday for our new Comme d'Archie in English. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our previous content on Instagram at Comme d'Archie Podcast. If you like it, make sure to promote the podcast by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and adding a comment, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.